I mean, I really think that her roast chicken is sort of foolproof. You know, you think it's a roast chicken, you just put it in the roaster, and what's the big deal? But there are little touches in this recipe that make it great, that make it a great meal. I mean, I remember the first time I did it, and everybody said, chicken, you know, and they said, this is fabulous. And it was just a matter of when to brown it, when the butter's right. Just those little elements and how to stuff it and with what. How to turn it with wooden spoons. I mean, they're little things so that the skin doesn't break. Little things like that that really make it great.
Both Mamma Mia and The Devil Wears Prada were so successful commercially, and new generations have kind of discovered you. What's that been like?
You know, I have to say, I don't take a measure of any of that stuff. I am shocked now that 13-year-olds come up and really, really want to meet me. They're rigid with excitement, and that's new. That is really new, and that's just fabulous.
It's almost as if you've renewed yourself, which rarely happens, especially to women in Hollywood.
I don't feel like I renewed anything. I just think that somebody put the money into these movies about women, and who knows why they decided to do that. But probably with The Devil Wears Prada making so much money and taking them so by surprise when it did, there was, you know, a momentum to that. And then Mamma Mia did the same thing, and they were again shocked.